Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hey, surprise. It's a quick after show podcast or a podcast in general. We've kind of been out of the rhythm, and it's not because we don't want to do the podcast. It's because we've been doing our show from a closet.
And we've missed you. I miss doing the podcast.
Yeah, I do too. We enjoy the podcast. It's just different, and it's a different way of communicating with those of you who are, you know, bigger fans of the show and stuff like that. But the truth is a couple of weeks ago, our control board that's in the K-Fine studio essentially fried out. There was a computer chip on a motherboard that fried out. So we haven't been able to be in our studio, the studio we designed and built. We haven't been able to be in there in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
So if you're like, well, they're not even updating the podcast. Maybe they're done with the podcast. Like that. And the new board is actually going in. It's halfway installed today, so... But the problem is now we're going on vacation.
Right. Although I am excited about it because this is the first vacation that I have had, like a real vacation, because not only am I going to be off here, I'm going to be off. We're going to shut down the karate school for a week.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't realize that. Mm-hmm.
So I'm very excited.
If I would have known that, I wouldn't have taken this time off.
Thank you. I mean, it's been years since I've had that much time off.
Yeah, and I haven't had this much time off either. And really, it's because of the way the holiday stacks, the Monday, Tuesday, even day. And like our company was taking those days anyway. So truly, when I looked at, like, I'm off for a bunch of days in a row consecutively. Mm-hmm. But there's only three work days that I'm missing.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like I still get messed over a little bit. Mm-hmm. Because, wait a minute, most people are off those days.
Right.
But in my mind, it's just different.
It helps, yeah.
It feels different. So, heading into the holidays, 2018's been a kind of fun year, right?
It has.
And then we kind of shifted things toward the end with David going off and trying his hand at afternoons and stuff like that. I don't even know if we've addressed that on the podcast yet.
I don't think we have. And I've had several people ask me about it.
Yeah, so we went through some personnel changes at one point, and
we fired David.
No, we did not.
Just kidding.
but we did restructure some stuff, and that left a spot that was going to be open for somebody to do afternoons on K-Fine, right? Which is a big deal. Afternoons is a big shift. And David came to me one day, and he was almost shy about it because he didn't know how to ask it, and he didn't know if it was a good idea. He said, "I've been thinking about something. Will you give me your honest opinion?" And I said, "Yes, it looks infected, David."
Ew.
No, but he said, "You think I could have a shot at trying the afternoon thing?" And we'll be honest, the first week, Kelly and I were like, "Wait a minute, this just feels so different," because we're so used to that rhythm of having David in here. But I think like anything, I've been through a number of show changes over the years. Mm-hmm. You just kind of figure out what the show becomes. And I think we got a pretty decent rhythm. And I think once we get in back into the studio, we'll know for sure. Because legitimately, we're in what they call Production One, but it's like a side studio. And this is one of the original studios built for K-Fine back in the 80s.
And there are still border wallpaper around this room. Oh, yeah. It's not a room, whatever this is.
And wood paneling.
And it's like very old.
Those cabinets, they're like 1980s cabinets, I think, or early 90s. Mm-hmm. So we've been working out of this room, and then we have to try to get out early because other people need this room. It's been kind of a mess.
Yeah, hectic.
So holiday season, you guys have any plans outside of just your time off?
No, probably watching some basketball and just hanging out with family and that kind of stuff, which makes me excited. There's nothing pressing we have to do, but we do have a lot of family coming over.
Yeah, we're doing family. Our first family thing is going to be tomorrow as we record this, and it's going to be one of the, you know, like the full grandparent Christmas, which is, you know... Family Christmas is kind of awkward.
It is. Because
it feels like I know all these people away from family Christmas, and I know what they're really like. And none of us are the same at family Christmas.
We all like are putting on our best clothes, acting the best, trying to take really good pictures.
It's weird when you think about it. Like, why can't we? And I'm sure there are families who just go in and just normal.
Yeah.
But like, I've never been a part of a family Christmas that felt normal.
And then you have that pressure because you start looking on Instagram and Facebook and you see all of these perfect, like, it kind of looks like most of my friends have someone that goes around and just takes their pictures for them. Because on Instagram, it's like there's all these professional looking pictures of every gathering that they have.
Okay. Can I hit you with a question I need the truth to?
Oh, gosh.
Will you tell me the truth?
Okay.
I'm not going to ask you for names.
Okay.
Okay. But like, you follow a lot of your friends on social media, right? Mm-hmm. And some of them probably post like the, I don't want to say pretentious, but you know, where it seems like maybe they're trying to show what they get to do.
Yes.
Has there ever been even one situation where you liked somebody, before they were on social media. And once you saw them on social media, it kind of changed
your
mind.
Not just one time, several.
Me too on some people. Because I'm like, man, you got to live, like, be a little bit real.
Right.
You think I'm real at all?
Yeah.
You don't?
I do.
I'm going to make sure my picture doesn't look bad, but like I'll post embarrassing stuff.
You're real. I think both of us are real.
I posted my Throwback Thursday photo, and it was a Christmas photo I've never posted. And it's tough because I've been on the radio for so long, mm-hmm. and we've shared so much of our lives and through social media and stuff. So to find something I've never posted, it's kind of tough. I don't think I've ever posted the photo that I posted yesterday on my feed, which is of me and my brother at a Christmas display.
What makes me laugh is I've never seen that outfit. Now, we grew up same time period, same age, and I was a huge E.T. fan. But you have on an E.T., is it a pajama set?
I don't know if it was supposed to be E.T. or if my mother made it E.T. and just put that button on it.
Like put a patch, sewed a patch on a shirt or something because you liked E.T.?
Dude, I would give anything to have that E.T. doll that's on that feed.
I know. Because it was a scary looking doll. Like back when we were little, I was scared of the E.T.s.
But he was almost like, it wasn't rubber because it was stuffed, but it was almost like a soft leather, like a faux leather E.T. And then there was this one. Let me show you this one. I truly believe either my mother wanted me to be a girl or I wanted to be a girl.
She definitely has that. You have the hair.
It's not even just the hair, though. It's the way I'm posing. Like, so if you're like, oh, I can't believe you have to be posed for everything. I've done this my whole life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, there's no way around it. My brother didn't give a crap, right?
Yeah.
Like, and you can tell. He looks like Christmas. He's wearing red.
He's like, hey.
Yo, what's up? I don't care, Mom.
And you're like, the camera's on me. What? Chest out? Back straight?
Long hair? Why did my mother... take me to a Christmas display. Obviously, we dress up for it.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't dress like that on a daily basis. But my brother looks like he's dressed for Christmas. It looks like I'm dressed for the release of the Bumblebee movie.
Black and yellow.
Is that weird? That's not Christmas colors.
Maybe she didn't have one for you. Or maybe he was the favorite son, and she gave him the cute Christmas clothes.
I do wonder about that.
And gave
sometimes.
You the leftovers.
I do wonder.
Okay, speaking of your hair, really fast. Mm-hmm. When you shaved your head bald, mm-hmm. the very first time you saw your mom, did she cry?
She didn't like it at all. She said it looked awful. She said it looked like I was sick. Because here's what people don't understand. When you go to shave your head and you've had hair your whole life, your scalp is not tan.
Right.
So imagine me with a tan face, but a really white scalp.
So you had to navigate new territory.
Yeah, and then your head's going to burn and all that stuff. So initially, the vision wasn't to shave my head all the way bald. The vision was my hair was getting so thin that I needed to cut it, right? And I was like, I'm done with wrestling. At that point, I'm done with it. I'm never going to do that again. That chapter of my life is over. I'm going to go and be a big boy now. So I thought I needed a big boy haircut to go apply for big boy jobs. So I decided to one day, without a lot of thought, just to chop my hair. Because then I wouldn't have a choice. You know, like if I just cut it, I have to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem was I cut it and kind of buzz cutted it, right?
Do you have a picture of that?
One photo exists of it. I don't even know where it is.
I need you to find it.
But the problem was I was outdoors and we took the photo, right? And when I looked at it, because back then you had to go and get the photos developed.
You remember the movie Powder?
Mm-hmm. It's me. So picture me with a little buzz cut, right?
Yeah.
In the sunshine, in Texas. But the problem was it was so sunny that my scalp was showing through my hair on top. So you could see that I had hair on the sides, but it was so thin up top that you could see just my scalp.
So it looked like you just had the horseshoe.
Totally. Even though there was a little bit of peach fuzz up there. And at that point, I'm like, well, I might as well go ahead and shave it.
Yeah.
Right? And I shaved my head bald and everybody hated it. And then...
Did you stay in your house for a long time?
I was mortified. So embarrassed.
Really?
Yeah. Well, because imagine as soon as people see you, they laugh and they think it's funny.
How long did it take you to get over it and embrace it?
Probably months. Legit. Because then I'd try to wear a hat places and I can't wear hats. Or a toboggan. It was a traumatic experience.
Wow.
But now I look at it and I don't know if it's like a career statement or whatever, but like I wouldn't want hair if I could have it.
Yeah, I can't see you with hair. It's imagine. Like I laugh when I see you with hair.
Yeah, so imagine even if I had a buzz cut or, you know, much less, you know, hair like Justin Bieber or Adam Levine or something like that.
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know what to do.
Everybody would freak out. Yeah, so I can never do that.
Yeah.
It's like you coming in with a shaved head.
Right.
Do you remember that episode of Friends? Because I just saw this not too long ago where didn't Rachel convince Ross's girlfriend to shave her head?
I don't.
Is that how it went? Because remember, it's like they're at a beach house or something like that.
Oh yeah, it was the girl that played.
It's Ben Stiller's wife.
Yes,
because she's hot.
And she did. She was like, "Oh, it'll be invigorating."
Yeah.
And Jennifer Aniston was like, "Yeah, you should do it."
Do it.
Yeah, and then she did it. And remember when she walked out, Ross about freaked out.
It's a classic episode because it's so funny. Yeah. And imagine if you go home and all of a sudden your spouse is just bald.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd be ready.
I don't know either. We talked on the full show about this list of country artists, right, that could be big in 2019. We were going through it, and it was wild because, like, Adam Hambrick, he's an Arkansas guy. Justin Moore saw him on a Little Rock TV station and essentially reached out to him, and Adam's been writing music, but now he's on one of the list of people to watch in 2019. Like, who could be the breakout country stars, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Rich, he has a song called The Difference. He's on there. Riley Green, his song is There Was This Girl. Tennille Towns is on there. Rachel Womack is on there. And then I knew one of the people on there. Her name's Lauren Jenkins. She actually came in 2010. Jerry Lawler met her somewhere, and he had her come in as like a co-host, an interviewer on a TV show we were doing called Jerry Lawler's Memphis Wrestling. So I was the main host, and she sometimes was a commentator. Sometimes she was the interview person with me. So the idea that I knew her early on, I didn't even know she was a singer.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And she's been signed to Big Machine Label Group, which is Scott Borchetta. Scott Borchetta is the person who basically discovered Taylor Swift and made her the most famous star in the world. So it's a pretty cool deal that she's there.
Are you gonna reach out to her?
You think I should?
That would be cool.
Like, what do you say?
Hey, remember that time?
I remember
you commentated with me?
We were hosting shows together.
I'm that bald guy.
But what if she didn't like me? Surely she liked me.
How can someone not like you?
You think I'm likable?
Yes.
Before you know me, I'm likable. And then when you know me.
And then when I get to know you, I'm like, dang it.
Much less likable as time goes on. Anything else we should, it feels like forever since we've done a podcast.
We could tell them about you breaking the tree at Club Tan. Oh, I shouldn't have said the name. Oops. I don't think we actually broke it.
No, but we almost dropped it.
And there was several people in there drinking coffee. And we were just trying to plug something in. And I tried to move the tree over a little bit. And we heard. And then it started leaning really, really bad. And then he was like, just stand there and hold it.
But the tree was heavy.
Yeah,
I didn't realize.
It was.
Because it's bigger than 8 feet. It's
ornaments
probably
were falling and bouncing on the ground. And I was scared they were going to shatter. It was bad.
You think it's a 10-foot tree at least?
Yeah. No, it was a tall tree.
It was awful. But it was funny because, like, we're trying to hold it up with one hand, and you can't. So then I, in the middle of a broadcast, I'm laying in the floor.
Trying to fix it.
Underneath the Christmas tree, and I have tree burn on my arm because I've never seen a tree that had branches so freaking low.
And bristly.
Right, like our tree never had that. Yeah. They must have paid for a really good tree. And it's in there.
Looked like you had cat scratches all over your face.
I know. It's because, like, I couldn't get underneath it, and so hopefully it hasn't fallen.
Yeah. I think we got it to where it was fixed, but I was worried for a moment.
We should also, the same day we were there, Kelly got a gift on the radio from somebody who we know, and the gift was
an
ecarpe.
Oh, some pig Latin.
Ecarpe. It was a fake ecarpe.
Right.
And it was, what would you say the make of that ecarpe was?
It was like a silicone, like squishy.
Like a stress ball.
Yeah. Yes.
But it wasn't a ball. It was ecarpe.
It was not a ball.
And that ecarpe has made it back to work. And Kelly brought it into our closet studio. And she put it over here on the control board so I would see it in the show. And of course, I don't see it until we're on the air. So
yeah.
That's funny.
And that's why I do it. Yeah.
So I forgot it. And somebody else came into this room. and called me and said, hey, I think you left your wallet in here. And also I found your Eckerbay. And I had to come down the stairs and explain why there was a a little Eckerbay in the room. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Fun times.
Anything else what you think we should cover? I don't know how long this has been or what.
Oh, it's fine.
I did a podcast yesterday with Randy Hales, a wrestling podcast.
How'd that go?
It was my first time on Skype. I really thought Skype was just for sex.
I've never even heard Skype being for sex. I've never even heard that, that Skype would be for Skype. Sex.
You never did? Like, no, not like for you to actually be physically active, but for you to, okay, just be done with it.
Can Are you talking about like a Tinder, like you're trying to find someone? It's no. It's like a phone call thing, like you're calling someone.
Right, but if you wanted to be naked on a webcam, you could be.
I guess so, but I really don't think that that's what everyone uses it for.
I think that's what most people who are on Skype use it for.
I don't think so.
If you're on Skype, are you naked?
No.
And I don't know why I had to do the podcast naked. I'm kidding.
Dude, you need to call your attorney.
No, but I had this weird thing. Like, I felt kind of dirty downloading it.
Really?
And I guess maybe it's just because I've heard that people do that on there.
Hmm.
But people did that on Snapchat, too.
That's true.
Remember, do you ever get on Snapchat anymore?
No, every once in a while I'll get on there because my stepdaughter will post something or I'll talk to her or have a streak with her, but I don't really know. Instagram is the one I'm on probably the most.
Well, and once they put the stories on Instagram, it changed the game.
Mm-hmm.
There's only two people that I know that have posted, two of my, quote, friends on Snapchat that have posted a story recently. So it's just not being used that much. But you go up to Instagram stories and good grief.
Oh, yeah. Everyone has Instagram story.
So that really has taken over, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Why did we bring that? Oh, that was talking about the Shady app. Remember when we were told it was a Shady app?
That Instagram was?
Or no, that Snapchat.
Well, I mean, it is used for a lot of stuff with kids that is not appropriate.
You do think so still?
For 100% I know that.
See, I thought it got better.
I'm sure that it did, but I know that schools, public schools have issues with that a lot.
People Snapchatting?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yep. And people getting in trouble for certain things.
I thought they got better. But so even on Instagram stories, though, like if I just wanted to send something to you, I could just send something to you, right? Because I can either post it to my story or send it to somebody.
Yeah.
So it could be the same thing.
I guess.
But Instagram, I don't know. It seems like it's much more widely accepted now.
Yeah.
I was talking to Jeff Jarrett the other day. We were talking about social media in general and kind of like the breakdown of social media. A lot of people have Facebook, but young people aren't using it.
Mm-mm.
Like, do any of your kids have it?
No. Facebook, they would think it's for old people.
But they have Instagram.
Yeah.
Do they have Snapchat, all of them?
My two ninth graders do.
Young
but one of them, the boy, doesn't use it hardly at all. And then the girl just has like all of her buddies on there that she'll snap back and forth.
But like the whole idea of the Snapchat thing, was it just so you could do bunny ears and dog ears and stuff like that?
Well, you've got the filters and then you've got the, just they call it the streaks, where you have like a long streak of a snap. So like I'll send you a funny picture, you'll send me one back. And it just goes back and forth. And there's kids that'll get up to like tons of streaks and it's like a little game that they play.
Like what are you trying to do? A number of pictures or days or what? What's a streak?
A streak is how many times you snap. So a number of snaps. To like at
oh,
one time.
Like I got 100 snaps.
Right, something like that.
Oh, snap.
You're a dad. That just made you sound like an old dad.
Does it?
Oh, I got a snap.
Here's what I think about, because I thought about this as I was leaving the house the other day. And I don't know if it's just like the natural progression of as an adult and as a parent, you just turn into what
Probably.
You always thought you weren't mm-hmm. going to turn into. But like, I said something, and I said it knowing it sounded dumb and toolish and all that, but I thought it was funny, right? And then I started thinking, wait a minute, that's what Pop would do. He knew what he was saying wasn't cool, but it was funny because it wasn't cool.
And it's like he liked not being cool. He thought it was funny because he didn't care.
He didn't care, and you get to a point where you don't care. I think I might be there.
Yep, I'm 100% there with my kids. I don't care.
You care when you're here? A little more?
Probably a little more.
Like I have a remote at a place today. I try not to do remotes at places I've never been just because I don't know.
It's yeah.
Like, I want to go to the people I know so mm-hmm. it feels the same and, you know, creature of habit. Let the new people go to the new places, right? I'm going to two new stores today as we record this, it's Friday the 21st. We'll be at Orville's Men's Store, which I've seen, but I've actually never done a remote there, and Steamroller Blues, mm-hmm. which I haven't been in years, right? But, I mean, my wife might go and all that stuff. I remember one time, I had just moved here. It's 2000, well, no, I'm trying to think. If I was doing radio, if it was wrestling. Was Steamroller Blues open in 98 when I moved here?
I think it was,
Or was
yes.
it more early 2000s?
I think it was 98 because I was going to school here 97, 98, and I'm pretty sure it was open then. It's a little bit different back then. You know, they've yeah. a lot of updates and stuff, but I'm pretty sure it was.
Super trendy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I remember I was trying to do a photo shoot. Maybe it was wrestling. Maybe it was one of my early radio shoots for a billboard or something. And I was trying to find different clothes, right? Because like my deal was I don't want to wear the clothes everybody else is wearing because it's the whole Jimmy Hart philosophy. If you look like your audience, one day you're going to be in your audience, baby. Look like a star. That's right. Why Jimmy wears glasses uh-huh. and Jimmy Hart jackets and Hulk Hogan wears red and yellow and do-rags yep. and mm-hmm. all that stuff. So I remember I needed to try to find something different.
That's
so
why I wear flannels.
Right. And that's why I'm wearing a V-neck. Again, we stopped caring. But I walked into Steamroller Blues, and I remember them looking at me like, the heck is he doing in here? And I'm like, hey, where's the guys section? And they're like, we don't have a men's section.
Did you die?
I wanted to immediately. Because, like, I just made it inside the door. And you know how you look in a place and you're trying to survey the land? And I looked around.
I hate going in new stores. I hate it. Because I feel like everyone's looking at yep. me. Like, everyone in the store. Customers, mm-hmm. people that work there, everything. And they're like, idiot.
Never
you know?
Been here before.
Yeah, right.
And that's what I did. I walked in. I looked around. They told me it wasn't there. And I wish I could have vanished through the floor. Because I think I remember just kind of not even turning around, just walking backwards back out the door.
Hey, everyone, and goodbye.
So that was previous owners of Steamroller. Yeah, now yeah. they have different owners mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So I'll be out there later on today. If you hear this before that, come by and hang out. We have a Christmas prize pack. I know a lot of people will probably listen to this over the holidays. So.
If I'm able, I'll come by and see you.
Thank you. I would appreciate it if you would stop by and see me.
I'll bring all the kids.
Never mind. I'm not going to be there. Yeah, you bring your daughter into Steamroller Blues. You'll be buying
never
some
mind,
stuff.
Never mind.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Happy holiday.
We do hope you guys have a great holiday season.
And we love you.
Yeah, we do. And we'll be back in January. Should we promise a podcast on January 2nd?
Maybe we should.
We'll promise one.
Okay, we promise a podcast because there's going to be a lot that probably happens in the next week.
Yeah. All right, so we'll talk to you guys on January the 2nd.